Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's just gone 13 minutes after 5, and this Sunday, thousands of runners will take to the roads for South Africa's most iconic ultramarathon, the Comrades. And when you think Comrades, you think Bruce Fordyce. He's a 9-time winner, an outspoken sportsman, author and commentator who helped shape the race into what it is today. As South Africans gear up for this year's down run from Pietermaritzburg to Durban, we catch up with Bruce to reflect on his extraordinary career, the evolution of the race, and what it still means in today's South Africa. Bruce, thanks so much for joining us here on The Home Run. When you think back on your Comrades' wins, which one stands out most and why?
Oh, there isn't really one that stands out most. You know, that's a little bit like asking a mother who's got 9 children which one of her 9 children she loves the most. You know, there's the naughty one, the good one, the beautiful one, the ugly one, but you love them all. So, you know, they all have a special place in my heart.
How do you think the spirit of the race has changed over the years, especially with the current state of the country?
You know, I would say what's changed from when I ran my first Comrades in 77, it was very much a race. It was a sporting event. It was a race. Now it is a happening. It's a massive celebration, a joyous coming together of people trying to achieve something wonderful. And it's a wonderful example of what we as South Africans can achieve if we all strive together. And last year's Comrades Marathon finish, I was there at the finish for the last 15 minutes. I was completely blown away. It was just extraordinary. It was no longer a race. It was for the younger generation, won't know what I'm talking about, but it was like Woodstock. It was like a rock festival. It was like a party. Unbelievable.
Do you think that the Comrades still has a unifying power across South Africa's diverse communities?
Oh, absolutely it does. Despite all the sort of hassles that we're going through and people trying to split us apart, Comrades is 100% about unity and about all of us coming together to defeat the common enemy, which is the clock. You know, the clock sets the pace and it's relentless, but everybody's trying to beat it.
What do you make of this year's down run? Any predictions or thoughts on how tough it'll be?
A down run's always tough. I mean, the down run hurts. The up run shows what kind of a runner you are because it's just the physics of dragging your body weight up all those hills. The down run shows what kind of a masochist you are. So the down run is all about pain from Botha's Hill Village to the end. The last 30Ks, you've got to hang.
Bruce, do you still run? And if yes, how different is it lacing up now compared to when you were breaking records?
Well, now I'm loving my running. So I started something in South Africa called Park Run. 5K is free on a Saturday morning. We'll have a massive one here at North Beach in Durban on Saturday morning. And I'm loving it. 5K is a distance I love. I do the odd half marathon. I do the odd 10K race, and I'm still running. I'm just not very fast anymore, but I'm still running. And then Comrades, of course, I commentate on the race, so I'm very...
Are you going to be there this year again?
Yes, I'm commentating in the studios on what's on the race as it unfolds.
How do you feel when people call you the face of the Comrades Marathon? Is it a title that you enjoy carrying?
Well, it's an aging face. I mean, I prefer them to put some of the photographs from 1977. I was gorgeous, but now I'm old and wrinkled. But I'm always proud to be associated with the race. But there are other great runners who have helped to make the race what it is. And we have a modern generation now coming through who are very exciting, and they're continuing to carry the race on their shoulders and to make it the wonderful.
What advice would you give to first-time runners this year, especially those who are doing it for a cause or in memory of someone?
Well, the thing is to start like a coward and finish like a hero or a heroine. That's how you run it. You start like a coward. You start slowly, full of circumspection, full of fear, full of worry, and you are very conservative with your pace. And then you slowly pick it up. But by slowly, I mean you wait until well after halfway. And then you can start to try and go faster. And if you can't go faster, thank goodness you didn't in the beginning.
What is something about the Comrades that people don't often talk about, but we should talk about?
Oh, gosh. I can't really even think. What should we talk about? It's an example to the country of what we can be as an unbelievable nation coming together. And by the way, I'm at the moment at a stand in the Expo. I'm surrounded by Australian, Zambian, Brazilian and Indian runners. So it is also a huge event that is global now. It's truly global. I've got runners from all around the world standing around. This race must be worth hundreds of millions to the province of KZN, almost billions. And everybody's here, and they're all running our race. You know, it's an incredible thing to see.
How do you think that the spirit of the comrades, or the comrades as a race, has changed from when you were running to now? Is it better? Is it worse? Or is it just different?
Much, much better. As I said, when I started running, it was a race, a serious race, and actually largely back in 1977, a race for white males. You know, black runners were only allowed to run comrades from 1975, same with women from 1975. So in 77, when I ran, it was still largely a white male, insane race. And now it's become a happening, an event. It's a great rock concert. It's a great festival. It's a great celebration. And everybody's welcome, including runners from around the world.
Do you wish that your time was now rather than when it was?
No, not really, because I think my time was important to help grow the race. I was part of the generation of Wally Hayward, Frith van der Merwe, Alan Robb, people like that who helped to grow the race, and it was important that we were there when we were there. And also, you have to remember, in those days, South Africa was under the burden of sporting isolation. We had nothing. We had no rugby matches. We had no cricket tours, nothing. And so what happened was the whole nation watched what we could have, and what we did have was comrades. So I got the most unbelievable coverage live for hours on that day because we had nothing else. And so everybody used to watch. I get people coming up to me all the time saying, my granny absolutely loves you. She used to watch. We as children were dragged out of bed, so we had to watch you run. So it was huge for me back in those.
I don't want to give away my age, but I was one of those kids who was dragged out of bed. I wasn't dragged. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And we always had to do a school project on Monday about Bruce Fordyce's next win. Bruce, do you believe that running teaches someone or teaches a person something about life that no other sport quite does?
Well, I think a lot of sport does, but I think what running does is it instills discipline. It instills discipline. You've got to do your run. You know, this morning before I came to the expo, I ran on the beachfront, just 6Ks, but I ran on the Durban beachfront. And if I hadn't done that, I felt that my day was not complete. And I will run tomorrow morning as well. And so it's a kind of discipline, I think, that it instills. You can't go every single day, but it's kind of, if you haven't for a couple of days, you start to get very twitchy. And I think that's probably the biggest thing, discipline. And then to just get out there, enjoy your surroundings. I mean, this morning I was running on the beachfront and there were dolphins and I'm looking at the Indian Ocean, and that's an incredible experience, which you won't get unless you're a runner.
The mental side of running, was it as big a thing in your day as it is today? And what mental trick or mantra gets you or got you through your darkest kilometers?
No, I mean, the mental stuff is still the same. I mean, we're human beings. You're in order to conquer a tough project, you've got to have mental resilience. I didn't really use mantras and stuff like that. I used the energy of the spectators to fire me up. I was very good at flirting with the crowd and enjoying their support. You know, and once you become a multiple winner of the race, you're the darling of the crowd. They want you to win again. So that was more, I used the support and the backup of the spectators who were watching. And then I was just very good competitively. So I knew the course and I knew what was coming ahead of me, and I knew how to pace myself against the challenges that were ahead.
Did that expectation from the crowd make it more difficult for you?
No, not at all. No, I love that. I love that. And of course, you see, I was always far behind. My tactics were to start slowly and then pick it up gradually. So I would be catching most of my races. I was catching up with the race leaders in the second half. And so the excitement would build, you see, and people would have written me off, and then they would slowly be getting more and more excited because it's slowly falling into place.
Bruce, what do you think about how the medical and safety support has evolved over the years? Are runners in better hands today?
No, they're in different hands. We were always in good hands. I landed up in the hospital tent a couple of times because I've got dehydrated and stuff like that. And we've had a wonderful team of medical support all these years. So I would say it's pretty much the same. It's probably just busier because there are more people now who do get into trouble than when I was running, but it's still pretty much the same. And it's, you know, excellent from that point.
And lastly, Bruce, do you ever miss the pain, that unique kind of comrade suffering that I'm told becomes weirdly addictive?
I don't miss it on the day, so not at all. But I miss it the next day, because what happens is all your comrades run as limping. They can't walk properly. They're limping and they're struggling to go downstairs. And I just wish that I was limping too, because it would have meant that I ran comrades. But I'm not limping and I can't fake it. So that's probably the only time that I really miss it, is the day afterwards.
How wonderful to chat with you. Thank you, Bruce, for your time. That was Bruce Fordyce, a 9-time Comrades winner, an outspoken sportsman, author, and commentator who helped shape the Comrades race into what it is today.